Hello to all my chavarim, Yishir Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on Ashir and Mesechtes Tainis, we're starting now today Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah starts Maisa Bimei Reb Tachlafta. Reb Chalafta. Rashi says it was in Sipori. He was the father of Yosi, as it says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Achor of Yosi the Sipori. Not only are we talking about Reb Chalafta, but we're also talking about Reb Chanina ben Trajan. Rashi says he was in Sechni, and Tazianta says in the Brayis of the Gemara, Daf Tezayin and Beis, explains that it really wasn't the mice that happened with them, but it was a takana that they were masakin a minik. Because what happened? She'over echa lefnei hateva. Someone went to daven as the shliach tzibor. But gamar sa bracha kuli. He finished the complete bracha. Rashi says that whole bracha that we were talking about, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, the bracha of Reina. After he finished anenu, it had anenu within it. He finished that whole bracha of Reina. V'lo anu akrav amen. The people didn't answer amen. Rav says because in the mikdash they wouldn't answer amen after every bracha, only they would answer Baruch Shem Gevod Malchuso, as we have in the Gemara in Brachas Perek Haroya. And in the Mikdash, and here, they weren't in the Mikdash. They were outside of the Mikdash, and they did what they were doing, what they would normally do in the Mikdash, the same Baruch Shem Gevod Malchuso Olam. That was what else happened? Tiku Kohen Tiku. Rashi says the Chazana Knesses would tell them, after every bracha, and tickle, kind of tickle that you should be blowing. And Rashi adds on, this Chazan HaKnesses was the Shamas, he wasn't the Shlich Tzibur. Tzibur Yisrael says, they wouldn't blow right away, but the Shatz would just tell them that after the Misha Ana that we're about to say, that's when they do the Kiyas. As the Mishnah says, Misha Ana is Avram Avinu. Bahar Maria, who answered Avram Avinu at the time the Akedah, who Yana Eschem, Yishma Kol Tzachaschem, he should answer you and listen to your cries out to him. This day, Tzvi Yisrael explains, that's when they did his Kiyah, Trua, and the Kiyah. And then the Shliach Sibur would say Zichronos and finish the Bracha as we had previously. But here, they didn't say Amen. They said Baruch Shem Kibbutz Machus, Olam Vod. And the Shamash said, Hariyu. And then they said the shofar. So Hariyu, they were about to say, Hariyu ben Aaron, Hariyu, he told them to blow. The Israel says, again, they didn't blow right away. The shlichtil is telling them that after the Misha Ana, which now the Mishnah says, Misha Ana is Havaseinu al Yamsuf, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered our forefathers at Yamsuf, Hu Yan Eschem, he should answer you. The Yishm b'kol tzachaschem, he should listen to your cries. Hayom HaZeh, this day. The Tiferes Yisrael says, and that's when they would blow the Trua Tkiyah Trua, that even though normally Trua has to have a Tkiyah in front of it and after it, as we have in Rosh Hashanah Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph Aleph. Here, there was a Tkiyah before the Bracha previously. The Bracha previously ended with a Tkiyah, so we continue on with a Trua here, because even though there was a Bracha in between, we don't say, even on Rosh Hashanah, a Bracha is not a Hefzik, because if you listen to 9 tkiyas during the whole day of Rosh Hashanah, you yotze. So they not have to be the tkiyas don't have to be all together, or the blowings, the tkiyas or the shofaras. But there shouldn't be a different type of sound between them. So here, since we finished off previously with the tkiyah, and now we're davening bracha, and now we continue on with the trua, no problem. When the chacham heard about this, that the people answered Baruch Shem Kibbutz Malchus Olam, Amru, they said, Lo yinayin kach, we don't have that kind of a minig, Ela b'shari mizruch b'har bayis, only in the east, shari mizruch, in the eastern gate, and in har bayis. The Rashi says, that's when we have not to answer Amen. Only when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, that when they were Daven in the Beis HaRabayis, they would go in through the eastern gate. There, the reason they didn't say Amen in the Mikdash, as we have in the Gemara and Daf Tezayin of the Beis, that they didn't have it, as it says in the Gemara and Daf Tezayin of the Beis. And it doesn't mean that they didn't have that minig to blow. They only had a minig to blow in the Mikdash, because it's certain that they blew outside of the base of Mikdash, like we'd have it the whole way in our Masechta here, and Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and Davcha Vav and Beis, Davcha Zayin and Aleph. So it was obviously they blew outside the Beit Hamikdash. So Lo Yanein Kain was the only place we said Baruch Shem Yavod Malchus Lalavad out loud was at the end of a bracha in the Mikdash. The Rav says that the eastern gate of the Harabayas and the eastern gate of the Azara is what we're talking about, that they would be using the Shema Mefarish there at the end of a bracha. And that would not suffice then to have an Amen for Shema Mefarish, then they had to say Baruch Shem Yavod Malchus Lalavad. And the halachas like the Chachamim, that you shouldn't be saying Baruch Shem Yavod Malchus Lalavad at the end of a bracha, except in the Beis HaMikdash. Tiferes Yisrael says it was opposite the eastern gate, and he says, must have been there was a Beis HaKnesses that was mentioned in Yom, beginning of Perek Zion, that's where they would be hearing these brachas. And for that reason, they said Mishana before the Tekiyas, because Baruch Shem Yavod Malchus Lalavad is a Shvach by itself, and if the Tekiyas itself, if they were followed afterwards with Baruch Shem Yavod Malchus Lalavad, it would be that Baruch Shem would go back on the Tekiyas, and not to the Tefillah of Mishana. Therefore, they said Mishana right after the Tekiyas, right before the Tekiyas, in order to be Simach the Tekiyas to the Mishana, which is the Ikar Tefillah of the Tainus. But we hold that even in the Gevulim, that every day you just say Amen. Still, since that day when people are fasting, it's like they're being makriv, their chalavim and their dam, their fats and their blood, their own personal bodies, they're being as if they were being makriv of them. So it's like a carbon in the base of Mikdash. Then we should make a zechel in Mikdash. The people felt we should say Baruch Shem Yavod Malchus Lalavad, because the people fasting is just like the carbon in the base of Mikdash. Chacham obviously did not agree to that. They also said it was important to say Tikku Kohanim, even in the Chol and Chutzlaretz. Even a czar can blow, but and the Chachamim were not motives to them that you have to have a Kohen blow. They said you could have in the outside of the base of Middish, anybody could blow. Moving on, Sechlis Tainis Perak Beis Mishnah Vav, which the Gemara is the Daf Tes Vav and Beis. Gimel Tainios Harishonis, the first three Tainios. The first row says that Bezdin was Geyser, and Rashi says they're not Chomer so much yet. So what happened? How were they Naig during those three tekiyas, those three taniyas, anchi mishmar misanim lo mashlimim, the people of that mishmar of that Shabbos would fast but not complete the whole fast for the day. The Rav says there were 24 mishmaras of kahuna, and each mishmar would work one Shabbos, 1 week of the year, and then they would go again after the whole 24. They start the cycle again. The Tiferes Yisrael says, and every Mishmar itself is also broken into six Batei Avos for the 6 days of the week, because in every day a different Beis Av would do the Avoda. And on Shabbos, all the Batei Avos of that Mishmar would go together, as we have in Menachos Daf Kuf Zayin with Beis. And he says that the Rav forgot about, with Mechilas Kavod, he says the Rav must have forgotten about Perak Aleph of Tamid, that there he wrote that there were 7 Batei Avos. And he says, check what he wrote there, the first Yisrael. We'll see in a little bit that Rashi also agreed to this Rav, so must be some kind of a machlokas here going on between them. Rashi and Vimasul She'en Mashlimim, at the bottom of the Yomad, says they didn't completely fast the whole day, but they ate close to evening. But as far as Tisha B'Av, the Magen Avraham Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes Os Yud Gimel explains that this Lashon means until Mincha Gedola, which is a half hour before Chatzos HaYom, after Chatzos HaYom, or it either means that, or it means Plak HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before night. And he writes that it makes more sense to be the second shot that they fasted up until that point. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Achronim, other Achronim argue and say, no, it would be better to say that they ended the Tainus Mincha Gedola earlier, like noon plus a half hour. That's the Shoaz Manis. Nachash Shlomo says they didn't add Tfilas Anenu and Mincha, that you normally have in a regular fast. And the Anshei Beis Av wouldn't fast all. Anshei Beis Av, lo yom mis'anan klal. They wouldn't fast all, the Mishnah says. Rashi says that there was... He also hears where Rashi says that there were seven batei avos for a mishmar. So he's agreeing to the Rav. They're in Tumid, and obviously they have a difference of opinion with the first Israel. The first Israel says, why didn't the Anshei Beis Av fast? Because maybe they'll get too weak to do the Arvoda. And similarly, the Mishmar were not makabel to complete a fast, just a partial day fast, because maybe they'd be needed to assist the Beis Av when there'd be too much work on that day. Sholosh Shniyos, what about the second group of fasts? The first Israel says, which are more chomer than the first. So what did they up the ante here and what everyone had to do? Anshei Mishmar Mis'anan Mashlim, the people from the Mishmar did complete the fast, first Israel says, just the Anshei Mishmar, because the Anshei Mishmar normally, even without this din, would fast during their week, as it says in the Perek Dal, the Mishnah Beis, and not the Anshei Mishmar. So the Anshei Maimed, not the Anshei Mishmar, so now we're adding the Anshei Mishmar during the second group of three fasts. Things are more chomer, so they added the Anshei Mishmar also to fast and complete the fast. The Anshei Beis Av, Mes'anav Lo Mashlim, but the ones who actually did the Avoda, that one of the six or one of the seven, Bati Avos, whatever it was, according to the Machlokos Rashi, and the Rav versus the Tiferes Yisrael, they would fast but not finish the fast. Why? Because they have to join in with the fast because it's a very difficult matzah. And Shefa Achronos, the last seven fasts, Eilu Eilu Mas'an Mashlim, Tirei Bishua. Bishua says that everyone fasts. The Kohanim of the Mishmar, the Kohanim of the Beis Av, they will fast. Chamar and Chum say no. Sholosh Taniyos Rishonos, the first three fasts, Eilu Eilu Lo Yimasan Klal, neither of them would fast the Beis Av, the Mishmaras, they would not fast at all. Sholosh Nihos, the middle three, Anshei Mishmar Mis'an V'lo Mashlimim, the people of the Mishmar would fast but not complete. Anshei Beis Av Lo Yimasan Klal, but during the middle three, the people doing the actual Avodah that day would not fast at all. But Shavach Ronos, this last seven fasts, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin Mashlimim, Anshei Beis Av Mis'an V'lo Mashlimim, the people from the Mishmar who weren't doing the Avodah that particular day in the Beis Hamikdash, they would fast complete day, but the people of the Anshei Beis Av would fast but not complete the fast. Okay, now because of the Chumra of the Matzav, even the Chacham would agree that the Beis Av would fast to show their Achdus with the Tzibur, but they didn't make them finish the fast because it would be too tough to do the Avodah with a complete day's fast. Continuing on, Sechlis Tainis Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tesvav and Beis. Anshei Mishmar return Lishtos Yayin. The people of the Mishmar are allowed to drink wine. Rashi and Rav says we're not talking about it during these Tainis days, but we're talking about in general. Since we're talking about the Bnei Mishmar, we're going to bring you some more halachas than Anshei Mishmar. So on a regular week, the people of the Mishmar, they didn't have the Avodah that particular day, but they were ready to do their Avodah one day during the week, they could drink wine during the week. But Lelos, at nighttime, Rashi Rav says, we don't have to worry that it's going to be too much work doing the Beis Midrash, and we'll have to recruit them to help. Anshei Beis Av wouldn't have enough manpower to handle. We'd need to grab some more from the other Abati Avos. We don't worry about that at night because they can see by nighttime that the Karbanos have finished and it hasn't been such a heavy day. And the Anshei Beis Av, the Mishnah says, Lo B'yom V'Laila. No, people actually doing the Avodah that day can't fast that day at all. I mean, can't drink wine during that day and also in the night. Rashi Rav says, because they had to all night long, if Avarim and Pedarim blew off, popped off the Mizbeach, they would have to bring it back, so they couldn't be Shetuya Yayin. Rashi adds, also, it's possible they didn't finish exactly everything they needed to do in the day. They finished it at night. But the Anshei Mishmar don't have to help at night to do things like turning things over with the mazlek, the big fork they had to turn things over in the mizbech. The Beis Av could have enough people to take care of that kind of a work. Anshei Beis Av, Anshei Maimed, the people of the Beis Av, or the Maimed, Rav says, they're the Yisraelim that were kavu in Yerushalayim and standing by the carbon of their brothers, and they would daven. There would be a mokobel baratzai, and they would be standing there at the time of the avoda as the representatives of Kol Yisrael. Because how could a carbon of a person be brought, and he's not there? So how could the carbon of the of whole Kol Yisrael be brought? It has to be there to have representatives, and that was the Anshei Maimon. And the pasuk says in my midbar parak chav ches pasuk beis tishmaru lahakriv liba moado. You should be careful. Watch over the karbanis. So for the Israel, it's a mitzvah they should stand with the kohenim at the time of the avoda. The first Israel explains that even Kal Yisrael were broken into 24 groups, a maimados, one maimad for each week, and they had a head of it called the Rosh HaMaimad. And some of these Maimed lived in Yerushalayim, so that these in Yerushalayim would be the shliach of Kol Yisrael to stand by the karban of the Tamidim. So the people of the Beis Av, the Anshei Maimed, Asurim and the Sapra and the Chabes, the week that they're there, they can't cut their hair or clean the clothes. Rashi and the Rav said, once they came in to do the Mishmar of that week, what they needed to do was take their haircut and prepare their laundry beforehand. Rashi, the Rav adds, and they shouldn't come in to their Mishmar when they're not looking their best, so they have to prepare previously before that week that they're coming in to do the Avoda. The verse says, we're talking about the ones who were standing by the carbon. They're the ones from the Anshei Maimad that can't be coming in not completely groomed correctly. And a Chamishi, Mutarim may cover the Shabbos, but if it was a Thursday, then it would be mutter for them to take haircuts and to launder. Rashi and the Rav says that those in the Mishmar can, because most people take haircuts on Thursday, and they don't wait till Friday to do their haircuts, because it's too busy then, and it's too much of a tercha. Here he says, it's mutter if they want to do it on Friday. The Mishnah is telling you here they could do it as Thursday as well. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.